a story. I mean, we could even, it's just an idea. Or a story in the story, whatever, show this game, right, concept that, yes, you, we take this right here now, material world, Earth. And then they find themselves, whoops, it's another world. Wow, it's beautiful. And it is beautiful. You have grass and flowers and animals and insects and wonderful trees and the sky and the clouds. You're just the way this world actually is. And then do your thing, have fun. You can do everything we want here. Yep, you can create anything you like. It's like Minecraft or something. So, I mean, you just wish I would sleep, but under a tree, because it's just, you know, everything is nice and warm day and night, beautiful, everything. And then they get into action, and I was even thinking that you know, you're on a planet, it's round, and if you go down this way, you'll come down to it's very hot and even a little hellish places if you go north. It will get cool and calm and so on. And if you continue all the way, either direction, you meet a wall of ice. And now the construction of the whole game world. So yeah, let's get into it. And then we can follow that. Originally, and for many, many, many years, and which I think is what's the purpose or normal thing. People live with this kind of dharma, because there came instructions how to do this. You know, there's always an instruction for the game, for the players. If you do that, then things work out nicely, and you can live here happily long time and learn nice things, because that's what this game is about, exploring, creating, living out one's dreams and learning from it, experiencing and bringing back that experience after the play. Like watching a movie, it's a dream world, but we learn from the story. So yeah, so we could, in our story, we could kind of have someone coming up with such a game or whatever. Yeah. In the temple or something, one of those prodigies or whoever.